Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 14, 1805. More and More Falls. This morning, Joseph Fields is dispatched downstream with a letter to Captain Clark, asking him to stay close to the river as he advances in order to find a suitable place to make a camp and prepare for the portage around the Great Falls. The party with Lewis has been very successful in hunting and bringing to camp a large supply of buffalo meat, which they begin to dry on scaffolds. Captain Lewis is determined to walk up the river to find the upper termination of the falls. He writes about his observations.
At about 10 o'clock this morning, while the men were engaged with the meat, I took my gun and espontoon and thought I would walk a few miles and see where the rapids terminated above and return to dinner. Accordingly, I set out and proceeded up the river, about southwest. After passing one continued rapid and three small cascades of about 5 feet each at the distance of about 5 miles, I arrived at a fall of about 19 feet. The river is here about 400 yards wide. This pitch, which I called Crooked Falls, occupies about 3/4 of the width of the river. Commencing on the south side, extends downwards nearly to the commencement of 4 small islands, laying near the north shore. Just above this rapid, the river makes a sudden bend to the right or northwardly. I should have returned from hence, but hearing a tremendous roaring above me, I continued my route across the point of a hill a few 100 yards further, and was again presented by one of the most beautiful objects in nature. A cascade of about 50 feet perpendicular, stretching at right angles across the river from side to side to the distance of at least 1/4 mile. I had scarcely fixed my eyes from this pleasing object before I discovered another fall above at a distance of 1/2 mile. Thus invited, I did not once think of returning, but hurried thither to amuse myself with this newly discovered object. Still pursuing the river, with its course about southwest, passing a continued scene of rapids and small cascades. At a distance of 2 1/2 miles, I arrived at another cataract of 26 feet. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 14, 1805.
Lewis went on for several more pages, every one of them descriptive. He told of another grizzly bear incident in which his gun was not loaded, but he managed to scare the bear with his espontoon and escaped. Lewis reflected on the incident and vowed never again to leave his gun unloaded except in the time it took to reload. It being late, Lewis decided to return to camp, but did not find it easy traveling 12 miles over Prickly Pear in the dark. When he returned to camp, he found the party very uneasy about his safety. They had already made plans to search for him in the morning. Tomorrow, Captain Clark arrives.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.